Republicans and pundits thought Democrats would lose up to 30 House seats and 4 to 6 Senate seats. Instead, Democrats won seats in the House, the first time since 1822 that a president's party had done so in his second term. Another surprise soon followed. 3 days later, Friday, November 6th, Senator Moynihan taped an interview announcing that he would not run for a fifth term. The interview was to be aired on Sunday morning, but the news leaked early. Late on Friday night, the White House operator patched through a call from Charlie Rangel, the veteran congressman from Harlem and a good friend. "I just heard that Senator Moynihan announced he is going to retire. I sure hope you'll consider running, because I think you could win," he said. "Oh, Charlie," I said, "I'm honored you would think of me, but I'm not interested. And besides, we have a few other outstanding matters to resolve right now." "I know," he said, "but I'm really serious. I want you to think about it." He may have been serious, but I thought the idea of running for Senator Moynihan's seat was absurd, although this wasn't the first time it had come up. A year earlier, at a Christmas reception at the White House, my friend Judith Hope, the chair of the New York Democratic Party, mentioned that she didn't think Senator Moynihan would run again. "If he doesn't," she said, "I wish you would run." I had thought Judith's comment was far-fetched then, and I still thought so. I had other things on my mind.